Om Shanti. 31st January 2020. Today's effort. Let the language of Brahmins among yourselves be filled with avyakta feelings. Never take into your thoughts or let others take into their thoughts anyone's mistakes that you may have heard about. Within the gathering, especially have an exchange of avyakta experiences. Baba is telling about how our language should be. Language of Brahmins. Recently there was a Murli, I think 7th January, where Baba mentioned about three type of languages in blessing. What were they? These are the language of spiritual life, Baba had said. Eyes, Naino ki bhasha, one. Second, bhavana, feelings. Third, sankalp, thought. Baba said, you have to learn these three languages. These are the three languages of alaukik, spiritual, Brahmin life. Become the practitioner, abhyasi, of these three languages. There was a blessing, no? Recently. If you want success, you must learn these three languages. Nayan, eyes, bhavana, feelings, and third, sankalp, thought. So these are the languages of spiritual life. They are wordless. No need of dictionary. No need to know the meaning of words. Meanings, their connotations, nothing. So, let the language of Brahmins amongst yourselves be filled with avyakta feelings. This is a word, avyakt, which has got a very poor English translation. And if you have to translate avyakta into English, Hindi, English, what we will call it? What is avyakta? They have kept the word as avyakta. How to translate into English? Or what is avyakta? Vyakta means that which is visible. Better than that, that which is manifest. Avyakta is something which is unmanifest, which is not visible, which is not gross, which is subtle. Avyakta means something which you cannot perceive, something which you cannot feel, something which is impalpable. So, that is avyakta, which is that which is unmanifest, that which is not visible to the eyes, that which is not manifest, that which doesn't have a material form, that which is nirakar, that which is incorporeal. So Baba is saying, fill yourself with avyakta feeling. Avyakta also means silence, because vyakta means movements. Vyakta means sound. Avyakta means soundless. Vyakta means chant. Avyakta means chantless. So chantless, soundless, wordless, which is not visible, which is not manifest, which you cannot touch, which is untouchable, which is impalpable, which is imperceivable, imperceptible. That is what is avyakta. They are more related to vibrations. Okay. So Baba says, your language should be avyakta. Means, less words. Means, one who is talkative cannot be called avyakta. So avyakta means one who is not talkative. Avyakta means silent. So your language amongst yourselves should be the language of silence. Should be the language of, rather than speaking over others, rather than proving your point, it should be more to understand others without speaking. Because feelings are far beyond words. Words are secondary, immaterial. Feelings go far beyond words. Words sometimes are barrier. Feelings are very deep. Words are very superficial. Feelings are there at the depth of ocean, while words are just the waves that is surging on the surface. So your language should be avyakt, means one must be calm, silent, taciturn, not given to talkative, verbose. Method of conversation, verbal diarrhea. You know verbal diarrhea? One who is talkative, one who speaks non-stop, it's very difficult to contain that person, and nobody likes to hear. When they start speaking, it's very difficult to stop. So that's known as verbal diarrhea. And most of the time, the talks are pompous, bombastic. They are like empty vessels making more noise. Empty shells making more noise. So, amongst yourselves, in this Brahmin family, there should be silence. Because verbal diarrhea often leads to gossips. Parachintan, paradarshan. You start interfering in the lives of others. And many times you spill the beans. Many secrets which should not be revealed are revealed. And then one suffers. So, try to understand each other's feelings, emotions, their deepest desires, their deepest needs. And even if somebody commits mistake, Baba says, never take that into your thoughts. And even others, and let others also don't take that into their thoughts. If you hear that somebody has committed a mistake, what do you do if suppose a mother is there and her son has committed a blunder? Does she spread that news? No. She gives that news to herself. She doesn't spread it. She doesn't want that others should know the faults, the defects, the imperfection of my child. In the similar manner, we should have feeling for this entire Brahmin family. If we see somebody's fault, rather than bringing it to the surface, better to hide it. Just as we don't want our faults to be brought to the surface by others, in the similar manner, who are we to expose others? That's the job of news channels. And we are not here to become spiritual news channels who will expose others. So, there's no point in doing this. So don't take anything into your thoughts, even let others not take into their thoughts anyone's mistakes. Even if somebody has committed a mistake, it's fine. The story is of this Thomas Alva Edison. When he was a small boy, he got a letter from school and he brought that letter to his mother. The letter was in the name of parents. So the mother read the letter. In the letter it was written, your son is unique, genius, And we find it very difficult to teach him because he is such a unique child. Better you keep a different tutor for him. It's not up to us to teach him. So mother said, from tomorrow you are not going to school. We will hire a separate tutor for you because you are very genius. That's what your teachers have written. So that's how he was taught. He didn't go in school later on, and he remained at home, learning things, understanding things, getting education from private tutor, and he grew up. His mother died, and he became one of the greatest scientists. One day, while he was searching the cupboards, he got that letter. And he wrote that letter, and it was written, "Your child is an idiot." It was written, "Your child is good for nothing. And we don't want to waste our energy in teaching your child. Better you keep him at home." So that was actually written on the in the letter. But her mother, his mother, read it in a different manner. And that became a source of encouragement for him. And that made him one of the most brilliant stars in the world of science. So she did not try to exaggerate, to bring to the fore his faults, his defects. Rather, she turned it the other way around. So same thing Baba is saying. Never take into your thoughts, or let others take into your thoughts anyone's mistake. If they have committed a mistake, it's fine. We must have the courage to forgive others for their mistakes. Just as we want that they should forget our mistakes, we should also be willing to forgive them for their mistakes. For example, a wife and a husband, they go to a party, and in that party, the husband drinks for the first time. He is not a drinker, he is not a usual drinker, but the heat of the party and the things that were going on, and he is tempted to drink. And they come back home, and wife says, "I cannot forgive you for what you have done today." But he says, "This is for the first time, even I didn't understand." And the next day he asks for pardon. Okay, then she says, "Okay, I forgive you for what you have done." But then every time he does any mistake, she keeps on reminding him that don't forget that I have forgiven you. Don't forget that I have forgiven you. Don't forget that throughout the whole life he has to hear that same statement, that I have forgiven you. I have pardoned you for this. I have forgiven you for whatever you have done. So he had to listen to that statement from his wife the whole life. "I have forgiven you, I have forgiven you, I have forgiven you." He says, "Better you would not have forgiven me. I would not have heard the whole life the same statement. If anything wrong he does," she says, "don't forget that. Once I have already forgiven you." So, if you forgive somebody, you don't have to blow the trumpet. You don't have to brag about it. It's okay. To forgive means you have forgotten it. You don't mention it about again and again. If you keep on mentioning, that means you have not really forgiven that person. And there is also an ego hiding within, lurking within, that you feel that, "Yes, I have forgiven." It means I am bigger than him, I am greater than him, and he is little, he is smaller. So in one way, we are belittling that person by reminding him that I have forgiven you. So Baba says, never take into your thoughts, and let not others take into their thoughts the mistakes of others. So overlook the mistakes of others. Overlook, brush aside, Don't keep in the mind. Don't let it sink into the gray matters, into the cerebral cortex. They have done fine. You don't have to keep on thinking about it and come to the conclusion that he is such a great criminal. Within the gathering, have the exchange of avyakta experiences. What you should exchange within yourselves? Experiences, spiritual experiences, avyakta experiences, experiences of spiritual life, experiences of Baba's help, experiences of Baba's protection, experiences of how Baba became a canopy, experiences of Baba's cooperation, experiences of Baba's support in the times of difficulty, trials and tribulations of life, experiences of his invisible helping hand which you got suddenly. So exchange these things rather than exchanging gossips, news, parachintan, thinking about others, seeing others. These are very dangerous things. They destroy the delicate feelings which we have for others. Even if you listen to such talks about others, suppose I have a very great feeling for A, and B comes to me and tells all negative things about A. So my image about A is destroyed. I need not to listen to B, what B is saying about A. I have my own intellect to judge. So every Tom, Dick and Harry may come and tell something about the person whom we love, whom we respect. So depending upon their opinion, I need not to change my opinion unless and until I have my own experiences. And to change the opinion about somebody, the moment we change our opinion, everything changes. We become negative. And do we really know everything about anybody? No, we do not. For example, a man is there and he has a field and he's working in the field. He has a small house. One day, he finds that his eggs is not there. And in front of his house, this is the field, this is his house. In front, on the other side of the field, there is a small hut where a poor woman lives and there is her son. So the man here who has the field, he is searching his eggs, it is nowhere to be found. And then suddenly he looks at that child, that boy. And he suspects, yes, this boy must have stolen it. And 3 days he keep on staring at that boy. And every time he sees that boy, his doubt is reinforced. Yes, the moment the boy sees this man, the boy is looking on the other side. So this confirms to this man that he must have stolen my eggs. That's why he's behaving like that. He must have stolen my eggs. And I knew this boy. They are very poor people, but they are not good people. So his all opinion about that boy totally changes in 3 days. This boy, I know, he's good for nothing. He doesn't do any work, he doesn't do any job. He must have stolen it, and they are always having privation, suffering. So they always wanted money. And even his mother had come to me so many times asking for money. So definitely this boy must have stolen my ex. After 3 days, he finds the ex is lying somewhere behind the house. And then he looks at the boy and feels, how innocent is this boy? How innocent. So everything changes. So our opinion about others should not be formed upon the feedback we receive from others. Because what feedback comes to you is most of the time biased with a streak of jealousy. So 3 things. First, let the language of Brahmins amongst yourself be filled with avyakta feelings. Our language should be the language of avyakta feelings. Our language should be the language of eyes, bhavana, nayan, bhavana and sankalp. These are the three languages of Brahmin life. There is no place for words there. Feelings is bhavana, eyes and sankalp, thought. Let the thought reach the thought. Second thing Baba said, don't keep on remembering the mistakes done by others. Learn to overlook, learn to oversee, learn to forget, neglect. And third thing, exchange. If you want to share, share what experience you had with Baba. Share the experience of his love. Share the experience of Brahmin family. Share the experiences of service. Share the experiences of purity. Share the experiences of dharana. All these things you need to share. So that is today's homework. And today we are finishing this series which we had started, Invisible Visible. And today also is the 31st. So this Avyakta month is finishing, and from tomorrow we will be starting a new series, Amrit Vela. There's a book called Amrit Vela. So you can get that book from the literature department. And even the soft copy we will be sending on groups, which is a scanned copy of English, Amrit Vela. So in that book, multiple things are given. What are the problems of Amrit Vela? How to fix those problems? What are the things we should do in Amrit Vela? What experiences you should have in Amrit Vela? How to make Amrit Vela powerful? What is the importance? What is the definition of morning Amrit Vela time? So multiple things are given in that book. So from tomorrow we'll be beginning that new series, Amrit Vela. And today we are finishing this series which we started on 1st of January. And throughout the Avyakta month we did multiple practices every day. So practice should go on. And let's call it a day for this series and begin and embark upon a new series tomorrow morning. Om Shanti.